Idaho Schools Push Porn Literacy Curriculum on Students, by Spencer Lindquist on September 15, 2022. Idaho's Department of Health and Welfare, IDHW, is implementing a sex education curriculum that promotes pornography and teaches elementary school students what it calls porn literacy. According to a report from the Idaho Freedom Foundation, IFF, the IDHW acquires sexual education curriculum from a nonprofit called Education, Training, and Research, ETR. The curriculum appears to disregard state law, which IFF says requires sex education taught in public schools to reinforce traditional family arrangements. ETR's curriculum includes a porn literacy section, which includes instruction on kink and power, pleasure, sexual identity, sexual acts, and sexual exploration in relation to pornography. IFF notes that an ETR sponsor training called Porn Literacy and Sex Ed features Associate Director of Prevention and Education at the University of San Diego Sarah Diamond, who encourages teachers to administer surveys on porn literacy values and help students reflect on their own values about pornography. Diamond even suggests an activity where students must defend the notion that pornography can be a good way to learn about sex regardless of their actual beliefs. Jess Mendez, the Adolescent Program's health educator at San Ysidro Health Teen Clinic, said in a now-deleted video cited by IFF that porn literacy should start in elementary schools with intimate safety conversations. Mendez also said that students in middle school should be able to identify sexually explicit media and pornography, while high school students should be prepared to discuss how can porn that depicts racism be harmful to a viewer. Perhaps most shockingly, the curriculum includes activities where children watch a video titled Porn, Fact or Fiction, in which cartoon characters engage in sexual acts. The video was created by Amaze.org, a sex education website that also features videos on abortion pills and a wide range of other mature topics. One video from ETR focuses on queering sex ed and features a conversation with representatives of Planned Parenthood, PP. During the conversation, PP Representative Laura Gardner advocates for LGBTQ inclusive sex education, which she says includes adding a mention of a same-sex relationship, using the word partner, or incorporating gender-neutral names and language into scenarios and skits. Gardner also suggests discussing puberty blockers with children during lessons on puberty. IFF notes that the Idaho North Central Public Health District, which serves various local schools, implements the curriculum. A program called Reducing the Risk, RTR, a derivative of ETR, is advertised on the Idaho North Central Public Health District website. IFF further points out that other links, including one that tells minors where they can go to get abortions and others that discuss gender transitions, are advertised on the site. The foundation also says that nearly every health district promotes the RTR curriculum, and notes that federal grants offer states free money with federal strings. Money for pregnancy prevention ultimately means money for queering the curriculum and promoting porn literacy through a federal bait and switch, they say. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.